It's 4 weeks till Election Day, and as votes are already being cast in some states, Democratic lawmakers are looking at the problem of election misinformation. A House Administration Subcommittee on Elections held a hearing Tuesday, a hearing that no Republicans attended. The subcommittee heard from several election officials and experts. Ina Jo Davis-Chappelle is a Board of Elections member in Ohio's Cuyahoga County. She says she's never before seen so many falsehoods about the election process being promoted by widespread disinformation campaigns.
These campaigns are, quote, picking divisive issues such as race, religion, and gender, planting fake news, amplifying messages via extreme fringe groups, organizing protests, and so forth, using internet and social media to launch mass influence campaigns with a goal of subversion, civil unrest, and the creation of public discord. The campaigns are exploiting grievances, building distrust and cynicism, and ultimately discouraging voter participation. Our secretary has noted that there are a number of foreign bad actors, Russia, North Korea, China, Venezuela, engaging in these campaigns. Sadly, however, much of this misinformation is being promoted by President Trump, the White House, and other domestic bad actors who have unfairly demonized the vote-by-mail process and, in the process, undermined public confidence.
Representative Jamie Raskin is a Democrat from Maryland. He says the issue of disinformation is important when it comes to preserving popular democracy.
President Trump has been engaged in a lot of propagandistic disinformation already about the election, calling it a fraud, a scam, a hoax, millions of fake ballots and all of that stuff. This itself discourages and depresses voting. It demoralizes voters. It also provides a smokescreen and a fog of propaganda for state legislatures that may be trying to depress turnout and may be trying to discredit what could be a landslide popular vote based on the polls today for Joe Biden and replace the popular vote with electors that have been appointed directly by the state legislature.
Several of the witnesses emphasized the role of social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter. Spencer Overton is a Georgetown University law professor and president of the black think tank Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies. He says social media companies should remove false voting information. He says the 2016 election marked the largest decline in black voters in modern history, and so it's no surprise that similar efforts are continuing today.
Even though Mark Zuckerberg said, quote, voting is voice and it's the single most powerful expression of democracy, end of quote, he and other tech companies must take bolder action to end voter suppression. So, while the Russians and the Trump campaign buy misleading ads targeted at black voters to persuade them not to vote, the Trump administration pushes to rewrite federal law so the platforms can't remove disinformation about elections.
President Donald Trump and many Republicans have taken aim at voting by mail, claiming it opens up the elections to fraud. Democratic Representative Pete Aguilar of California says the facts show otherwise.
The actual fraudulent vote-by-mail votes cast over the past two decades are minuscule, and there's no legitimate concern over voter fraud. Yet it's more likely for Americans to get struck by lightning than to commit mail voting fraud. Voter fraud is more rare than winning the Mega Millions. Misinformation about voting by mail is dangerous.
Colorado Secretary of State Gina Griswold says Colorado has had good experiences with voting by mail because it increases turnout and the paper ballots cannot be hacked. She took aim at voter suppression efforts. In particular, she talked about President Trump's call for supporters to go to polls as election watchers. Some people, including the attorneys general of three swing states, have blasted that as a form of voter suppression. Griswold agrees.
Those comments about the Proud Boys have real effect. You know, as a Secretary of State responsible for ensuring that Americans from all communities have access to the polls, I think it's very important to say that voter suppression is often systemic racism. And when you have the leader of the free world calling on neo-Nazis in the election process, that is voter suppression. When you have the president calling on law enforcement, which is a tactic straight out of the Jim Crow South, that is voter suppression.
Republicans are still in court trying to alter early voting and vote-by-mail plans in several states. Witnesses at the hearing and the Democratic lawmakers say people should make a plan now for how they're going to vote. Democratic Representative Marcia Fudge of Ohio is chair of the Elections Subcommittee.
We are going to show our colleagues and the President of the United States there is nothing you can do to kill this democracy. It is bigger than you. It is stronger than you. It is more resilient than you are. And we are going to win this election. The people are going to win the election because we are going to exercise our right to vote no matter what obstacle you put in our way, no matter what roadblock you put in our way. We are going to do what this country has always done, do what is right.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.